Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter. Hey.
Ooh, what's up, dude?
Hi. How the hell are you? Good to see you.
Got some coffee in me, so I'm good, ready to go.
Amped up, ready to go. Well, good, because you're going to need that for our history lesson. That's right. Bust out your history books. It's time.
And now it's time for This Day in History.
All right, Hunter. On this day in history, September 16th, 1924. Jim Bottomley knocked in 12 runs in a single game, setting a Major League Baseball record. Jim Bottomley back up to the plate. He's had a hell of a day here.
Did he have a cabbage underneath it? A cabbage leaf underneath his hat, too?
Learn from the best. You think at some point, like maybe after like the sixth or seventh run that he's knocked in, maybe they would have been like, look, just walk the guy. Hey, pitcher, just walk the guy.
Just
for God's sake, don't throw the ball at him.
Yeah. Rock, it's 1924. They don't think
a thing. Baseball, welcome to the America's favorite pastime. We're here because there's nothing else to do. Watching baseball on a beautiful Sunday afternoon.
We did a podcast yesterday on something I'm not even going to bring up, but if you want to see something they did back in the day, it's just cringeworthy.
I guess this is better than, what we talked about there. Jim Bottomley, baseball is weird with the stats because they keep stats on literally everything.
Everything.
And
he
hits
his nose 15 times in the fourth inning.
Here's my take on why they keep stats on everything, because they're so bored during the game that they needed to find stuff to do.
Because you can. Because there's enough time to sit there and think about everything that's going on because everybody's standing around all the time.
It's funny. I looked up Jim Bottomley, and it seemed like he did this thing with his hat, it looks like, where he kind of wore his hat cockeyed. That was Jim Bottomley's thing, is to wear his hat cockeyed.
Signature move.
Yeah.
Oh, he cocked his hat to the side. Here he comes.
I tell you what, though. He's knocking in 12 runs in a single game. He's got it. Jim Bottomley back in the batter's box. He's ready to swing that wood again to see if he can knock it out of the park. Here we go. I'm surprised, too, that this was done in the day and age before steroids. Like, it makes sense. Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa, Barry Bonds.
Just knocking them out of the park.
Just exploding balls out of the park. You know what I mean? But
all jacked up.
1924, he said they were smoking in the dugout, while drinking beer.
It wasn't gambling. Yeah. Oh, they were gambling in the dugout, smoking. And in between hands, they were playing baseball. That's what they were
doing. Some guy in the outfield playing craps in the back wall. Wall on a piece of cardboard. Like, hey, if you hit it my way, I'll take a break from a game. Don't worry about it.
You know what's wild is, like, professional sports back in the day, football as well. It's like these guys had regular jobs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then they go out and play professional ball.
Yeah.
You know?
Then they go back to the mill. It's crazy.
Jesus.
Well, congratulations, Jim Bottomley, on knocking it out of the park. That's great. All right. There you go. That's what happened on this day in history for a Thursday. Your comedian for today is Doug Stanhope.